crossing to Rowan Pollivan. He's the chairman of the South African Zionist Federation Cape Council, and we want to get an update on the continuing UCT boycott story. Yep. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us, Rowan. How are you?
Afternoon. Thanks for having me again. I'm very good. Thanks.
Good. So what's the update? All right, so take us back to where it left off about 6 weeks ago, maybe 2 months ago.
So basically, where it left off was that UCT, the Senate, decided that they would not completely, you know, accept the process and accept the implementation of this boycott. That was where basically the council had rejected it and sent it back to the Senate. And they said that, well, basically UCT needs to go on a consultative process to actually determine the views of stakeholders of the university in terms of their opinions on how this boycott will impact the university. So what they've basically done now is they have sent out what they call a survey, where they have asked stakeholders, and stakeholders include staff, students, donors, and alumni of the university, to basically give their views on this UCT academic boycott and the impact that it will have on the university.
Okay.
I am wondering about this process that you're talking about, Rowan. I mean, to what extent has it been compromised? I've read that it's becoming almost a social media popularity campaign, with this being distributed far and wide, way beyond the stakeholders that you've spoken about. And what effect will that have on the outcome?
Well, that's a very good point. You know, I've reason to believe that UCT will be verifying the respondents of the survey. So basically, when someone responds, they ask to provide, if they're a student, their student number, if they're alumni, the dates they graduated, the year they graduated, and their full name and surname and details, and the staff of their staff ID and so forth. Obviously, I certainly don't want to speak on behalf of UCT. But I'm certainly hoping that they will verify the submissions, and they will take a view that is very, very limited and strictly limited to the people who actually have some kind of connection with UCT. I think this kind of process is very much open to abuse, and I hope that UCT will be taking that into account.
So, Rowan, I mean, clearly I'm a graduate of university. I received this email. I thought, am I really going to spend my time answering a survey which is compromised? Your advice, your strong advice would be, complete the survey.
Yes, I do strongly advise you to complete the survey, and all the listeners who are listening now and have not yet, the survey closes this Friday, the 21st of June. I'll just share a link with you, but briefly, I've created a short link so people who are listening can just try to remember this. Yeah. It's bit.ly, so it's bit.ly/UCT survey, and that's all one word. So it's bit.ly/UCT survey. And the reason I strongly advise everyone who is listening, who is a UCT stakeholder, to give their voice, is that this basically is their one opportunity to comment on this process. This has been an extremely long, comprehensive process that's been abused at every angle, and has been very destructive to the university. It's been destructive to the Jewish community, who feel that UCT has given far too much time and energy on this issue at the expense of much more pressing issues for the university. And I feel those sentiments must strongly come through to the university, and this is the one opportunity for people to do so.
Rowan, thank you very, very much. What I'm going to do is, if you WhatsApp me that link, I'll actually make sure that it gets posted onto all the Chai FM social media. So that's, I just think, going to be the easiest way for our listeners who aren't driving with pens and papers to get the link. And we'll be happy to do it. Thank you so much, Rowan. Have a good week. And